first of all, in regard to the cause of death, Nick, what did the autopsy show as far as how Mr. Foster died?
Okay, so as a result of a head injury sustained by a fall is what the autopsy showed, and then the evidence on the scene was consistent with Foster sustaining a fall and striking his head, which then led to his death.
Okay. And the news release to say that he was also the victim of a burglary at his place. Can you talk about when you think that burglary occurred and what exactly was taken from the home when it was burglarized?
Right. So during the nighttime hours between August 6th and August 7th, somebody entered the residence and stole numerous items out of the residence. They would have had to cross police line tape and break through police evidence tape, as that scene was still under our control. They stole a large flat-screen television, several tools, air compressor, and some tobacco products from the residence.
Okay, so just to clarify from a timeline standpoint here, Nick, Mr. Foster was discovered dead on Saturday the 5th. When you guys were called out there for a welfare check, you put up the police tape around the residence, and then the following day or two after that, somebody crosses the police tape line and goes in and burglarizes the home then?
That is correct.
Okay. All right. So that clarifies my next question, where the fall that Mr. Foster sustained and the head injury he sustained happened before the burglary, and at this point there's no connection between the head injury and the burglary. Is that correct?
That is correct. So police were called on August 5th. We processed the scene as we normally would with any unattended death. We secured the scene pending the autopsy, and while that scene was pending, somebody broke in and stole the items from the residence.
So when the burglary occurred, the residence was unoccupied and locked up. Is that correct?
That is correct. The scene was secured, and it was sealed up with police tape, and somebody broke through that police tape and burglarized the unoccupied residence.
Do you know how entry was made into the home, Nick?
We believe it was from a window, and then they exited through one of the doors to the residence.
Okay, so they get in by getting through a window, and then they come out through a door.
We believe so.
Okay,
they may have entered through the residence door, but there was a some evidence that supported that they came through a window and then exited through one of the doors.
Okay, did they break out the window, or did they just get a window open and climb through?
The window was unsecured.
It was unsecured. Okay, got it. All right, now you're looking for a suspect in this burglary. Tell me about any potential cash reward being offered here, and if people have any idea who might have been involved in the burglary, what they should do in terms of getting information to you.
All right, thank you. We're asking for the public's help. A substantial cash reward is being offered for information leading to the arrest and the conviction of the person or persons involved in this burglary. You can remain anonymous. Just contact the police department at 882-6210 if you have any information. You know, this family's already going through a tough ordeal, and we really want to help them able to get these items back that were Foster's property.
Sure. Just curious here, Nick, if Mr. Foster, obviously he was deceased before the burglary occurred, how were you able to, you being the police, the investigators, how were you able then to determine when you came back to the scene maybe at a later time, did you just recognize that there was a bunch of stuff in the home that had been there that was missing? Did any of Mr. Foster's relatives get in contact with you and say, hey, he's missing a bunch of stuff here? How did that all come together?
So when we process the scene, photographs are some of our best evidence. And so when we process the scene when Mr. Foster was discovered, we obviously had photos. We had officers doing routine checks on the scene because it was still under our control. And one of the officers discovered that entry had been made into the residence between one of those spot checks. And so we were able to go in there and compare the photos from before and after to see that obviously there was items that were there when we were called on August 5th and when we left on August 5th and secured the scene. And then when we returned on August 7th, when we discovered the burglary, that those items were no longer there.
And we're talking about a flat screen TV, some tools, an air compressor, and tobacco products, it looks like.
That is correct.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. One other quick question, Nick. The fall that Mr. Foster sustained the head injury in, is it believed that that fall occurred in his house, or is that just too difficult to tell?
At this time, it's difficult to say, but we just know that based upon the autopsy and the evidence in the house that he did sustain a fall, and the evidence supports that, and then that led to his death.
So no foul play suspected. His death is an accident, so you're not looking for anybody in connection with his death, but you are looking for the person or persons who burglarized the home.
That is correct.